Chapter 1. It was another crisp winter's day in the small town of Deusto, and Marjorie could not help but smile to herself as she exited the car. She loved this kind of weather, when the air was fresh and burned your lungs slightly if you breathed in too deeply. The leaves on the trees surrounding the school had all fallen off and were just mush on the tarmac. Everyone rushing past in their hurry to get into the building was bundled up in big coats. The sky was as grey and bland as it had been for weeks now, and the wind whipping through the car park was chilling. But none of it could dampen Marjorie's spirits. "Are you excited, Marjorie?" Clementine asked as they walked together towards the school. "First year you're in charge of the Christmas menu and everything." Marjorie grinned back at her cheerily. Clementine looked hilarious today, all wrapped up in the ginormous scarf, the matching bobble hat Marjorie had knitted her years ago, covering her grey hair.
"I am, actually, Clem. I think this one will be the best yet."
"Well, it can't be any worse than the year we forgot to defrost the turkeys anyway, can it?" Marjorie could not wait to get into the kitchen and start planning. She had been thinking about it since September. Half because she was nervous about it, and half because Clementine had been pondering since August how early it was socially acceptable to get the Christmas decorations out of the attic. Much to Marjorie's disapproval, Clementine had decided that the beginning of November was fine. They had barely put the Halloween decor away before she was already trying to smother their living room with lights and tinsel. Though it seemed that Clementine was in good company. The cleaning team had already dragged the Christmas decorations out and thrown them up all over the school. The hallways were full of wonky-looking artificial Christmas trees and frayed paper chains, and the teaching staff had already started begrudgingly sending around Christmas cards. The whole kitchen team had come a long way since Marjorie had taken on the kitchen manager's post the summer before, and she had somehow managed to turn their ragtag team into something resembling a well-oiled machine. It had not been an easy task by any means, especially since the former kitchen manager...